Thank you, Steve. All right, I love rock and roll. I know people out there do as well. And there's a new exhibit that is opening up next Friday at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And it is called Rock and... Well, I'll let them explain it. Justin Kolubsek. I do this all the time, Justin. Vice President of Innovation for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And the new Executive Director, Susie Schultz, is with us, too. Congratulations, Susie.
Thank you. I feel really lucky.
And, Justin, all right, I'm not doing it justice at all. This is a new... This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame traveling exhibit. Explain.
Yes. So this exhibit has never been out of Cleveland. It's brand new. It's coming here for the first time. First stop.
Big news.
And it's 300 artifacts. It's really cool stuff, and it tells the history of television.
So rock and roll on TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you say what the artifacts are, how did they decide, Justin, which 300 they would put on the traveling tour?
I wish I knew.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
What were the
I wish I could come up with something smart to say, but yeah. I just don't.
It's, you know what it sounds like, because you've already shared the list with Wendy and me, it sounds like just a good representation in every direction of what rock and roll has meant to television. They got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's a great mix. So go into some detail. Let's talk about some of the items.
So they actually start back, you know, both industries were pretty new in the 1940s,
yeah,
right? In their infancy. And so, and they were polar opposites. We've got, you know, rock and roll, which is the counterculture. This is, you know, raging against the man.
Yep.
And then we've got TV, which is in everybody's home, and we're trying to be a continuation of radio. By 1952, there's like 17 million televisions out there, right? And television needs to connect to teens. They need to connect to families. And rock and roll really needs to continue. And so both of these industries kind of came together,
yeah,
elevating the other. And this starts way back with Ed Sullivan and with all of the older shows, and brings us all the way up to the MTV era.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to see how, oh my God, these businesses, industries, and people both were enhanced by the fact that they had these partnerships, which at some points got a little bit ludicrous on some of sitcoms and stuff, but was really wonderful.
Susie, I heard the story as a kid, and now it's a famous story, and I can't even imagine kids today hearing the story and believing it, but Elvis Presley showing up on Ed Sullivan's show and the cameraman being instructed to not shoot him below the hips because it was just too much for people to take at the time.
That's what they do with you every day here.
They have to do that with me. CLTV does that with me.
And we actually, one of the artifacts is actually the first check that Elvis got from Ed Sullivan.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool.
It's $500.
Is it really,
yeah,
to appear on the show?
Now, later on, he was getting a lot more,
yeah,
for it. But
yeah,
at first, and so there's also the contracts from American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so-and-so gets $250 and then an $85 fee for their costume. And I'm like, are you kidding me on some of these? But really cool artifacts. I think one of the great ones, we have the original Jackson 5 costumes that they wore on television. Now, and that was on Hollywood Palace. And on October 18th, when we opened this exhibit,
yeah,
50 years to the day that they wore those costumes on TV.
Oh, that's excellent.
Cool. So, I don't remember Hollywood Palace.
Oh, that was a big show.
Oh, it was a really big one.
How come I don't?
I remember we had a little orange rug in front of the TV. We were not allowed to move off the rug. And I remember sitting, the three of us, in front of the TV watching Hollywood Palace,
yeah,
and these big neon lights, these big guard gates,
yes,
used to go up and down. And it was a big variety show. And it was different because, as you were saying, it had different hosts, unlike the Ed Sullivan show, who all had anchors.
Right.
And so it was always a big, is the host going to fail? Is the host going to?
Yeah.
Are they going to?
Wow. It was much like SNL is now, Saturday Night Live, where you never knew who the host was from week to week. Sometimes somebody from music, sometimes comedy or movies or whatever. And right. I love that show. It's such, yeah, a fun show.
It was good.
Some of the other artifacts.
Yes.
We've got Joan Jett's black leather jacket from I Love Rock and Roll. We've got a suit worn by Johnny Cash from his variety show.
I forgot he had a variety show.
Sonny and Cher.
A black suit, I'm guessing, on that, Justin?
It was.
Yeah.
It was a black suit.
A stab in the dark.
But Sonny and Cher, we've got one of their costumes that the minute you see it, you're going to say, I remember. I've seen photos of that.
That 100%. Was a guy named Bob Mackey, right, who designed, yes, all of those,
yeah,
right, back then?
I loved, yes, the Sonny and Cher show so much.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
We have Eric Clapton's acoustic guitar from MTV Unplugged.
When he did the Layla and all that.
Oh, and cool. Tears in Heaven and yes. all of those on there. Well, Lady Gaga's metal outfit from Bad Romance will also be there. The
original. Are you afraid that if Wendy comes, she'll steal something?
I've thought about it many times,
actually. You have
actually.
To. Because as you're saying these, she's making notes. Yeah. Be very careful.
We have them all in cases, so okay. It's pretty hard to walk
to
out
steal.
With them.
But, is there anything from Solid Gold? Solid Gold. Remember the Solid Gold dancers?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh!
There's a case that's all about late night and specials. So there's things in there from Dionne Warwick, and there's all sorts of different cool costumes that were worn on all these different variety and kind of late night shows.
Mm-hmm.
We all love Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Especially, I know you guys do as well. We've got Ringo Starr's outfit that he wore when he was on in 1984. The original Wayne's World guitar.
Oh, wow.
Is there. Eddie Vedder's shirt after Kurt Cobain passed away. His shirt that he wore, because it was the next weekend he was on, and he then opened up his...
Oh, I remember that.
He opened up his jacket, and he had a K written on it, and so that is in the exhibit as well.
Why do these people part with this stuff? That's what I think is weird.
I don't think they part with it so much as they loan it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they so that it can go on.
I guess,
because
yeah.
I don't think all of these things... I think the wonderful thing about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is that it doesn't own a lot of the artifacts, but it has the cooperation of these artists, and so they want that story to be told. And we've also got a Chicago story in there, because we've got Soul Train.
Oh, yeah.
Trade with Don Cornelius.
Totally, we've got his suit,
oh,
which is really, really cool.
You should wear that for Halloween,
Bill. I'll put that on. I would like to wear that, sure.
It's got to break into the case, but
and we also have the giant Soul Train sign.
Oh, you do?
The last Soul Train sign that was used on TV. We've got that.
And we were talking off the air, and I did go on to check this out. I had mentioned Don Kirshner's rock concert, and you remember, like, that was kind of my first introduction into the world of rock.
Yeah.
And that is featured some parts of it in this exhibit, according to your press release. So I have to see that.
I believe that's actually one of the artifacts is from the raspberries that's a part of that.
So
I could be wrong on that, but
yeah.
Go All the Way was their song.
I think so, yeah.
What's great about it, though, is even though we're marinating in it because we're there while they're building it and Justin is taking a hand in building it, it's every day, it's like, oh my gosh. And even though you've walked past something, you're surprised again because there's so much in there.
Yeah.
And there's so many different stories and so many different memories. We go back into the TV shows. There's a whole section on things like the Banana Splits, the Archies.
Oh, Bill.
What do you have from the Banana Splits? This is great.
We actually have the original concept drawings, like the absolute first before it was even
Bingo,
called
Bingo, Flegel, Drooper, and Snorky.
Yes, they're
one
up
banana,
on,
two bananas.
His wife is right up there. So.
Oh, that's excellent.
There's some really.
You should have opened with that, Justin. Oh. That's the number. That's the best thing so far.
This is cool too. The Who's Keith Moon blowing up the drum set on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Inspired artists like Dave Grohl, Martha Quinn was impacted by Dick Clark's interview techniques on American Bandstand. There's the original microphone from American Bandstand.
And you know that they used to paint it. So he always had a white microphone.
Yeah.
And they would use white house paint. And so when you actually, it's in the case, and you can look at it, and you can see where there's layers of paint on.
Oh, that is so cool.
So some really cool things. Davy Jones' jacket from when he was on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So when he went to go with Marsha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the dance.
And yesterday, it was, before they were putting it in the cases, it was standing next to Don Cornelius' thing, and you're like, it's like, oh my gosh. And Justin reminded me that Davy Jones was a jockey.
Yeah.
Because it's this big old, you know, big old clothes for Don Cornelius, and then this tiny little jacket.
Paul Schaefer's piano from Late Night.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. So. Wow.
And there are more things we'll discuss very quickly when we get back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll give you all the details on when you can go visit. Stay tuned. Rock on TV. It's opening next Friday, October 18th. Chicago's the first stop on this exhibit's nationwide tour. We are lucky enough to have it at the Museum of Broadcast Communication. More on that coming up on 720 WGN. I want to rock!
He wants to rock, Wendy.
I'm all for that.
You gotta let him rock.
Justin Kolovsek, Vice President of Innovation for the Museum of Broadcast Communications, right downtown, and Susie Schultz, the new Executive Director of the Museum. We're talking about Stay Tuned, Rock on TV. It opens next Friday. I love Cyndi Lauper, and there is something Cyndi Lauper related in this exhibit, is there not?
We have the Girls Just Want to Have Fun outfit that she wore.
Mm.
So that's the dress.
I had half my head shaved because of that video.
Yeah.
I did. I love her. Still do.
Yeah.
That's there. Also, Bob Marley's hat from Is This Love? Also, Britney Spears' outfit from Oops, I Did It Again that she wore on MTV. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Just, you walk through Sting. There's an outfit that he wore in one of the videos for The Police.
There's Stevie Wonder's outfit from what he wore in the Super Bowl when he appeared on the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very... It's all just... You walk through there and you just say, what we really want is, you know, the people who are walking through there, like, if we were walking through there, the memories come flooding back, right? But we also want families to come because we want... This is a great place for you to be able to tell your kids, you know, especially the teens who are, you know, pushing away from you, bring them back through music, right?
Maybe they'll think you're cool for the weekend.
You know what Mom did.
So, Susie, there's no real formal tour, right? I mean, there's probably cards there that explain what the item is and its significance, but does anybody lead a guided tour through it? That doesn't take place, does it?
We're talking about doing that, but right now we have great floor staff, and they will be, you know, the young men and women who are out there helping you and guiding you along, and they are they're trained in with all sorts of facts and information that aren't on there. What we were putting together as well is, because we do want to help parents when they come through, we want to have a little parent cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah, good. So that good idea.
You can stand in front of something and, you know, drop a diamond and just go, yeah, Mom is cool. So so we want that, and we want to have also a kid trivia game so that kids will really be interested if they're winning something at the end, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't want them walking through the exhibit
being
totally bored. So if they've got a goal, we're hoping they'll learn something as well.
Yeah.
But then they'll get a little something at the end out of it. So we really want to make sure that it's interactive.
Yeah.
I would like to challenge all the little kids to a rock and roll trivia contest.
Wendy, you clean up.
I am not going to go easy on you.
We also have the Chicago Gallery reopened. So that is Bozo and Svengoolie, Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose.
All of our favorites from locally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we brought a gift for you.
What'd you bring?
We brought you... Bucket number six.
Bucket number six from Bozo.
They found something of Bozo's in that bucket. You know that old joke.
I know that. Wow.
But there's no silver dollars.
There are no silver dollars? It's still a great gift. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
That's so nice. All right, so this is a psychological question. What happens to us? You're just describing the things that are at this exhibit, and we're all getting excited. Oh, we got to see that. What takes place in our brains when we see something like this? Why do we get so excited? What's going on? The person's not wearing it right then and there, and yet we just get so excited over it. Why?
It's a flood of memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's the flood of memories. And, you know, music as well as visuals, they stick in our head.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you're talking about the things we saw when we were young and impressionable,
yes.
Right? And this is the first time we saw, like, Cyndi Lauper. I love I love Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And I saw her, like, swishing that skirt.
Yes.
With Captain Lou Albano in that video.
And I thought, wow, this is the time you see a woman strutting her stuff, and you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
And so that stuff, those memories, as well as tying it to the music, because music is so evocative. It works in our brain in a special way so that we come back to the moment, we come back to the sounds,
yes.
The smells. It just brings everything up, and sometimes that's good.
Susie, last week, the couch, I'm not making this up, the couch from Cheers was down the street, and there were lines of people to see a couch,
right.
And I kept thinking, if it was just any other couch there in this exhibit hall, nobody would care, but if you put that it's the couch from Friends.
Friends, I'm like, what couch?
Cheers. All these people are just taking pictures of it, and they're taking selfies, and I went, this is great.
So it's also, television and radio are these amazing things. You know, these are professionals that are in another place, right? You're not in my home right now, but yet you are. So you're right there with me. The pictures are right there with me. And I feel this intimacy towards you. So when we give people access to these artifacts, and to these moments, one, they get to look behind the curtain, and they also feel closer to the moment where they either learned something or heard something.
Yeah.
And so that's why I literally skip through the museum looking at this stuff, because I'm, you know, I'm definitely going down memory lane. It's a little bit hard now because there's a lot of tools on the ground, but you're going down memory lane and you're remembering, I'm remembering sixth grade, I'm remembering high school, I'm remembering college, I'm remembering all these, I'm remembering being with my kids and singing Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So these things, you know, music just threads through our life.
All right, somebody is saying there on the NBC website, Museum of Broadcast Communications, it says no available tickets for the rock exhibit. Is that because it hasn't opened yet?
If they go on October 18th,
okay,
you then they'll be
tickets.
Set up. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that's what you need to know. It's opening a week from today. Where do people go? What Museum of Broadcast Communication, museum.tv, is that the best place to send people?
Museum.tv. You can buy tickets online right there. You can always get them at the door as well. But of course, if you want to kind of skip the line and just go right in, you can buy them in advance.
I'm so mad at myself. I missed the last exhibit. How long? This is opening a week from Friday. How long will this run?
This is here through April 2020.
I have no excuse.
You've got no excuse,
Wendy. You
got
to go at least once.
And you have an invitation, so there you go.
All right.
Whose outfit was the sweatiest or gamiest? And you just went, we got to have this dry clean before we put this in the museum.
You know, they all came already dry cleaned.
Oh, they did? Okay. You saved yourself some aggravation.
And another little nugget that I am looking forward to seeing, and you were a little excited about it, too, was MTV used to show videos back in the day. It was pretty exciting. And the AHA video, Take On Me, what do you have to represent that?
We have the original animation cells.
Oh, that is so cool.
And also something to point out is that if you don't remember these things, you know, or you're bringing a child with you and they don't know what AHA is, there's also video monitors that have all these music videos playing. You hear the music. If it's from one of the variety shows, it's also, you know, the clips of the Jackson 5 on Hollywood Palace. It's clips of Elvis on Ed Sullivan and Bandstand and so on.
That's so cool. You guys do such a great job with your exhibits.
Thanks.
With the Saturday Night Live exhibit, you guys had to bring in somebody from New York to help coordinate all that. Is this one done in-house, or did you bring somebody in to do that?
So this, similar, the artifacts actually have to go ahead and someone from the Rock Hall has to be here on location. The other thing we are bringing in Monday, the official, the ZZ Top Eliminator car is going to be in the lobby of the building. And so that's coming as well.
Wendy is motioning. She's doing the ZZ Top keychain throw.
I love it. Justin Kolovsek, Vice President of Innovation for the Museum of Broadcast Communications, and their new Executive Director, Susie Schultz. Thank you so much. Listeners, go to museum.tv. Tickets will be available for next Friday's opening. Thank you. Can't wait to go.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye,
so
guys.
Much.
Thanks so much.